You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, my name is Ashley. I'm so happy to have you. What a wild week. In the US, TikTok was banned for, I don't even know if it was 24 hours, but everyone was losing their marbles. Like, every influencer was posting this trend on TikTok being like, I lied about this. I lied about working out. I lied about this thing that made me blow up on social media, thinking that the app was going to go away, and now the app is back. And everyone's like, wait a minute. Wait a damn minute. And my question is, besides the fact of like, why are you lying to your audience? Is like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, did I really think TikTok was going to go away? No. But also, you have other social medias. It's not like after TikTok goes away, you banish from the earth and no one sees you again. Like, people are still going to remember that you lied, whether you go to Instagram or YouTube. I don't know. It was crazy. But TikTok did go black for less than 24 hours. And in that time, people were forced to go to Instagram Reels, to go to YouTube, to find different ways to get media and watch their favorite content creators. A lot of content creators, too, were like, oh, shit, now I'm unemployed. Like, what do I do? Like, do I go and post on Instagram now? Do I go and post on YouTube? Like, what do? I start a podcast? What do I do? Also, with TikTok being banned, there was a wake-up call for a lot of people being like, okay, this is a fresh start. I should start posting on social media because now everyone kind of has to start new and everyone's at the same level. So let me get ahead of it and try to build a following and do this thing that I've been wanting to do forever. The thing is, though, TikTok is very different than Instagram Reels. Aside from the censorship that goes on Instagram, TikTok's algorithm is just very, very different, and it's less aesthetic unless you want it to be. Like, you could tell your algorithm that you want to see aesthetic videos and like makeup videos and skincare, but that's kind of all Instagram Reels is. It's very curated, very perfect and polished, and just really scary over there. People are really mean. Like, you could post the same exact video on Instagram Reels that you do on TikTok, and people will eat you alive on Instagram. Now that I've been posting content for so many years, I've definitely gotten more comfortable posting on Instagram. But when I first started, like beginning of 2022, I was petrified to post on Instagram Reels. It was just unheard of. Like, no one was really doing it. Everyone was on TikTok, and also everyone who followed me on Instagram were people that I went to like high school with. I was so scared to post on Instagram. Like, I was over on TikTok dancing and doing my damn thing. But then on Instagram, I was like, there's just no way. I was so scared. I was so scared of what people thought about me, hence why I started this podcast, Trying Not to Care, because I just cared way too much. I was trying so hard to be liked by everyone. I was so afraid of being perceived negatively that I just like lost the plot, and I didn't know who I was. Because I felt like I didn't belong anywhere. And this is just like a common theme that I've dealt with my entire life of like, I just cared so much about wanting to please everyone. And because of that, I like lost who I was because I wasn't focusing on what I actually wanted. I was focusing on what does everyone want? I could make one group of people really happy and then another group of people wouldn't like me. And the group of people that didn't like me, I would fixate so much on and be like, okay, how can I change their minds? How could I make them like me? There could be a group of people who loved my personality and how I'm extroverted and how I speak my mind. And then there would be another group of people who thought I was too much or I was too annoying. And I would fixate so much on the group of people who didn't like me. And I'd be like, okay, how can I dim myself down? How can I be easier to digest? How can I make these people like me? When I look back at my life and the way that I went about things, it's sad because I'm now realizing that like I didn't know who I was because I was so fixated on trying to be what everyone wanted me to be. I wanted everyone to like me. And looking back at it, it's like I didn't even have a true personality because when I was around certain people, I was mirroring them and I was masking for them so they'd like me. Because as you grow up and people reject you and they say like, oh, I don't like you, I don't like that, especially when you're being authentically yourself, it's very discouraging because it's like, okay, these people don't like me when I'm being myself, so I just shouldn't be myself. I should be whatever they want me to be. When you don't have an established sense of self, especially when you're younger, and someone says like, oh, you're weird, you're gross, no one likes you, it's very easy to be like, okay, well, what if I just scrap everything that I've been doing, I change myself, and I just do what they're doing? So like that way they can't tell me that I'm weird because I'm just like them. Like, how are you going to tell me that I'm ugly or I'm not funny or I'm not all these things if I'm mirroring you? Like, if you don't like me, then you don't like yourself. And yes, that works for some people. I mean, people do this all the time. It's very common. But if you're trying to be something that you're not for other people to impress them, to attract them, you're never going to be fulfilled. You're not going to be doing what you actually want to do. And you can only go along with these things for so long. You can only pretend to like that music or that show or pretend to agree with the things that these people believe in and wear things that you would never fucking wear. Like, eventually, you're going to be like, this is boring. This sucks. I'm not having fun. Also, a lot of the time when you do X, Y, and Z and you try so hard to make these people like you and you try to follow in their footsteps, they still don't like you. Like, I remember when I was in middle school, there was this popular girl who did not like me and everyone liked her. And she was really, really cool. Her style was really cool. Her music was really cool. And I thought, like, if I just did the same things that she was doing, dressed the way that she was dressing, acted the way that she was acting, not only would she like me, but other people would like me too. But it was so noticeable what I was doing. It was so obvious that I wasn't being true to myself and I was just doing what she was doing. And it turned people off because they're like, why the fuck is this girl copying her? Especially the girl. She was like, what is this freak doing? Like, why are you copying me? Like, leave me alone. Because people don't like to be copied. Yes, it can be flattering when people appreciate what you're doing and they praise what you're doing. But typically people get pissed off when someone is copying them every single day, all of the things they do, because it could be a little freaky sometimes. And I was being a freak. So I was doing all of that, you know, copying this girl, thinking that if I did what she was doing, she was gonna like me, people were gonna like me, and it completely backfired on me. My point being is, even when you try to do right in someone's eyes, it can still be wrong. They could still not like you. So it's like, at that point, what is the point? Why are you gonna go through all of this trouble to make someone like you and do these things that you don't even like, throw out everything that you like for this person or for these people? And in the end, they still don't want to be your friend. They still don't want to date you. They still don't want to be around you. What's the point? When I was in my last social media management, I felt this huge pressure to post beauty content and fashion content because that's what I'm supposed to be doing, right? Like, that's what makes money. It's easy for them to sell me and for them to make money when I'm pushing products. It's much easier to get someone on that Tarte trip who's posting about Tarte. It's much easier to get someone invited to New York Fashion Week when they're posting about fashion. And of course, I love those things. I use makeup products and I love to express myself through fashion. But that's not really what I'm excited to post about. That's not what I went into social media with the intention of doing. So I would try to do what my management wanted me to do. And even when that video would perform well, which it rarely did because my audience knew that, like, that's not the kind of content I post, I still didn't feel good when I'd be getting comments praising me for the video. I wouldn't feel fulfilled in the way that I would if I posted a video that I wanted to post and got positive feedback for it. Like if I post a dancing video to Taylor Swift and I'm just being myself and I'm having so much fun, and then I have people in my comments being like, this is so cool, like you're such a good dancer, I love your energy, like followed you because of this, that makes me happy. That makes me want to post more because I'm like, wow, people who are like me are seeing me for me and accepting me for me. Whereas when I'm posting something that isn't super authentic, or I'm posting something to make my management happy or make other people happy, I appreciate the comments, but I also kind of feel like a fraud, or like I'm being applauded for something that I'm not. Like these people are telling me how great I am and that they want more of this content, but it's like, I don't even want more of this content. And it feels like I can't accept the compliment because I don't align with it. I actually thought about this the other day. I posted a video of me making coffee and I was listening to, what is it? All I Ever Wanted by Bass Hunter. And that's just one of those songs that I grew up listening to in like middle school. And something about the music that I grew up listening to in like middle school means so much to me. And I feel like I resonate so deeply with people who grew up listening to like LMFAO, The Ready Set, Pitbull, Akon, Miley Cyrus, early like 2000s girl pop, the Cheetah Girls. So when I posted that video and I had people being like, oh my God, I love your music taste, oh my God, this is such a vibe, it made me feel really good because I was being seen for who I am and what I actually like. It feels good to be seen. And I know it sounds silly because it's just a song, but it's like if I were to post a song that I was only posting because it was trending and I wanted people to think that I was cool or indie or something, like when I was in like high school, I post a song if I knew that a guy liked that artist, but I didn't even like that artist. If I were to post a song that I don't actually like, or an artist I don't actually like, but I'm trying to make other people think that way, and then they compliment me and they're like, oh my God, you're so cool, oh my God, you have such good music taste, yeah, it's gonna make me feel good, and that's my intention to fool people, but it doesn't actually feel good because I know deep down that I'm not being truthful and I don't actually resonate with that. So like I'm getting a compliment, but I can't take it because it's not real. It feels good to be noticed for just being who you are and showing off what you like and what you care about. Like it feels good to be praised for not putting on a show and just being honest. The thing is, there's going to be things that you like that people don't like. Like me posting that video with me listening to that song. I'm sure there were people that were like, what the hell is she listening to? Why is she listening to that? Like that's so 2000 and whatever it was. Like why is she listening to that? That's so weird. That's the worst music taste ever. That's such a weird video. There's going to be people that don't get it and they don't get me, and that's okay. But I'm not going to stop posting the things that I like because of those people, right? Because there's people who do like what I like. It's like, why are you going to throw away everything that you love for people who don't align with you when there's people who do align with you? Do you expect everyone to like the things that you do and care about the things that you do? I'm sure life would be a lot easier if that were the case, but you know that it's not realistic. So why do you feel the need to change yourself for everyone else? Think of someone that you follow online. Maybe it's an influencer, maybe it's a podcaster. It's just someone that you look up to and you agree with their message and you align with them very well. Imagine you meet this person out in the wild, out in public, and they're acting completely different than how they do online because they're around a group of people who don't align with the type of content that they make. So you're around this person, you're like, wait a minute, I thought you thought the way that I did. I thought you liked these things, but now we're in a different setting and all of your views and interests go out the window. Like, I thought that you cared about mental health. I thought you cared about saving our planet. I thought you liked this kind of music. I thought you just thought these things, and now you're trashing all of these things because the people that we're around right now don't like them or don't agree with them. To see someone act that way and to change their mindset and belief system completely just to get someone else's approval would be disappointing to say the least. to see that from someone or hear that from someone who you thought aligned with you, who you thought you had common interests with, who you really liked because of who they present themselves to be, would be devastating. And that's why I truly believe that if you work for everyone, you work for no one. It's like that quote, a friend to all is a friend to none. Like, if you're trying to appeal to everyone, you're going to appeal to no one, because not everyone has the same views. You can't like everything that everyone likes, because things are going to contradict each other. You can't be like, I love Jesus and I love Satan. Like, that just doesn't work out, right? You can't talk about how much you love an artist online like Taylor Swift and be like, I'm such a huge fan, she's so incredible, and then go to another group of people and be like, I actually hate Taylor Swift and her music's awful and she's the worst songwriter and yeah, no one should listen to her. In the moment, yeah, you're gonna make that group of people like you. You're gonna make the people who like Taylor Swift like you, and you're gonna make the people who don't like Taylor Swift like you. But if they were to hear the way that you're speaking about her in those different settings, they're gonna be like, fuck this bitch, like, what? Another example would be like, if your friend came to you and was confiding in you and was like, hey, this guy really hurt me, he's an a-hole, I cannot be around him because of what he did to me. And you're there for her and you're like, yeah, he's awful, like, he's the worst. But then you bump into him on the street and he's really nice to you, so you start hanging out with him. And then your friend finds out and sees you two and is like, what the hell, like, I thought we were friends. Like, I just told you what he did to me. How could you hang out with him? And then you go, well, he didn't do anything to me. And if I'm mean to him, he won't like me. What? It's like, well, yeah, he won't like you. But what's more important, him not liking you or your best friend not liking you? But that is what I'm trying to get at, that there's always going to be people who dislike you and don't get you. Just like there's people that you don't like and you don't get them. You should care much more about the people that you do align with than people who you're just never going to see eye to eye with. Like, you should care much more about your best friend's feelings than some random loser. Like, his opinion of you or anything should not matter to you. One of the reasons, in my opinion, that we feel like we need to please everyone, even though we don't necessarily align with them or we don't even like them ourselves, is because when we're met with rejection, when people say, you're weird, or I don't like you, or you're not cool, we can take that as a direct attack on ourselves. We think that we're lacking something, or we're doing something wrong, or our value goes down because this person doesn't see it. We think, well, this person doesn't like me and they're talking badly about me, so that must mean that I'm doing something wrong and I need to fix it and I need to mold myself into what they want. Hear me when I say this. Someone's lack of reciprocation is not a challenge for you to convince them of your worth. Just because someone doesn't like you or someone doesn't see your value does not mean that you're not valuable. It does not mean that your value goes down. There could be hundreds of millions of people recognizing how beautiful and gorgeous and stunning a woman is, and there's still going to be people who are like, no, I don't see it. I just don't see it. Like, she's not pretty. There were people saying that Sydney Sweeney is mid. Sydney Sweeney. Imagine Sydney Sweeney seeing that and looking at herself in the mirror, questioning if she is beautiful. Sydney Sweeney. I can't even fathom the amount of people that like agree that Sydney Sweeney is drop dead gorgeous, would be on their hands and knees begging to either be with her or to be her. So like, just because there's people who are deranged in the head and really believe that she's mid doesn't mean that she's any less beautiful. It doesn't mean her value goes down. Also, just because someone once recognized your value, like let's say that you were talking to a guy and in the beginning stages of you two talking, he was like, you're so beautiful, you're so kind, you're so smart, you're so special, you're so perfect. And then somewhere along the way, changed his mind and, you know, he lost interest or broke up with you or just like stopped talking to you. Just because they stop affirming those things to you or they leave you does not mean they leave with those things about you. You still are all of those things. You are still that beautiful, kind, caring, smart, funny, special individual. They just got the chance to recognize it. You were still all of those things long before meeting them, and you will be those things after them. Like, just because a friend doesn't want to hang out with you anymore, or a person doesn't want to date you anymore, or someone says some gnarly things to you, doesn't mean that they're right. Doesn't mean that you aren't beautiful or intelligent or funny or worthy of love. A lot of the time, the things that these people are saying to you are projection. With that being said, surround yourself with people who you feel aligned with and that make you feel good, that make you feel energized, that, you know, bring out a really good side of you, but you don't feel like your value is dependent on them. And by that, I mean, you don't allow that person to define your worth. They might bring out parts of you that you really like about yourself, but those things are there with or without them. In many of my past relationships and situationships, I used those people as a way to view myself. The more validation I got from those people, the more I felt better about myself and I liked myself. But I only thought highly of myself and I only liked myself when they liked me. I was allowing them to assign a value to me, so it would depend on what they thought about me at that moment, which is really dangerous because the second that they leave, you stop liking yourself. You attach your meaning to them. Without them, you are nothing. So yes, there were times where these people would really hype me up and make me feel like I was the most powerful, beautiful, smartest, just like overall best person ever. But just as fast as they'd build me up and put me on this pedestal, they would knock me down and make me feel so worthless. No one should have that amount of power over you and amount of power over your sense of self. There's going to be people, and I mean a lot of people, who just don't get you, that aren't attracted to you, that don't want to be in your life. And you've got to be okay with that, because if you're not okay with that, you're never going to like yourself. You're always going to be searching for why they don't like me, why they don't want to be with me, what am I doing wrong, how can I change myself, how can I make them like me. There's going to be people who come into your life and put on this act as if they do like you and they do want the same things as you and they do respect you. And then they're going to leave you. And you can't attach your value to them, because when they leave, so does your positive mindset of yourself. The best thing that you can do, and the thing that I've done, is work on yourself, work on your self-esteem, work on your sense of self, really build up your confidence, affirm your greatness to yourself. Remind yourself that you're interesting, you're cool. It is a privilege to have access to you. Affirm to yourself all of these amazing things. Hype yourself up just the way that you would want someone else to do for you. Just the way that you absorb these things that people say to you, absorb it from yourself. Tell yourself how great you are. Tell yourself how much you love yourself. Build such a strong bond with yourself that no one can break that. No matter what people say about you, no matter how hard they try to break you down, it cannot be broken because you trust yourself and you love yourself. Also, find people who are similar to you. Surround yourself with people who see themselves in you. It's much harder for someone to be mean to you and attack you and tell you how terrible you are when you're so similar. It's going to be really difficult for someone to say, hey, your taste in music sucks, when they like the same music as you. It's going to be really hard for someone to say, you're a bad person, when you share similar beliefs. Obviously, you're always going to have differences. You're going to be met with criticism, because I think it's dangerous and unproductive to always agree with people in your life. There's going to be times where you don't agree on something or you don't like something, and you don't have to pretend to like that thing or agree with that thing. You're never going to find someone who agrees with you on everything and likes the same things that you do. But it is better to surround yourself with people who you feel as aligned as you can be. You feel safe with them. You feel like you can be yourself without being judged by them. And you don't have to put on a show or be something that you're not to keep them around. Surround yourself with people who like you for who you are. Instead of being so focused on changing yourself to make everyone like you, find your people, not only for you, but for them, to build community. The way that you might feel isolated and like no one gets you and you're confused because you're like, I want to be accepted, but it feels like no one ever gets me. No one agrees with me. No one likes the things that I do. There are people who feel the same exact way that you do and like the same things that you do. The easiest way to attract those people is to be vocal about what you like, what you want, what you're passionate about, what your dreams are, what drives you. Like, that is how you find your people, by speaking up and saying, hey, I like this thing or I don't like this thing, because those people are going to see that and be like, oh, that's cool as hell. Like, yeah, me too. That is how you build community. You might be like, okay, well, how do I do that? How do I attract people who are like me? I think one of the easiest way in this day and age is posting online, posting on social media, and just expressing who you are. Just being open and being like, hey, this is really niche, but I really like this. You know, this isn't trending, but this is what I like. This might be a hot take, but this is what I think. Yes, you're going to be met with criticism. People are going to be like, you're weird. That's a bad take. You're stupid. You are dressed like a weirdo. Like, there's going to be people who don't like you. And they're going to be very vocal about that, because unfortunately, people feel the need to express their opinions on your videos and your photos when they don't know you, because they're a keyboard warrior. They'd never say it to your face, but they love to say it online. Regardless of that, just as much as you're going to get that, you're also going to get people who are like, hey, I like those things too. Do you want to hang out? Do you want to FaceTime? Do you want to talk? Do you want to be added into this group message? Do you want to come to my friend's party with me? Do you want to go get coffee? There's going to be people who are like, I want to know more about you. I've seen so many people that like move to a new city or go to a new school and they post and they're like, hey, I just moved here. Does anyone want to hang out? These are the things that I like. Are there any groups that involve these things? And that's how they build their community. There's apps like BFF Bumble. You can search online, just like events and groups in your area. I know that there's one really big women's group, which is Fun on Weekdays, I believe, by Jenna Palick. If I'm saying her name wrong, I'm so sorry. But like just finding things like that. My fiance was just telling me that two of his coworkers go to a women's group every month. And I'm like, okay, well, can you find out more about that? Because I want to go to a women's group every month. If you listen to my podcast or you follow me on social media, I got really into reading the past couple months, and someone had DM'd me and they were like, you should make a Try Not to Care reading book club. And people seem really interested in it, and I'm very interested in it. I just have to find out how it would work. So that might be a thing if you're into reading. I just want to do something for all of us. I want all of us to be involved with one another, because we all share very close, similar beliefs. We like the same things. I mean, if you come to this podcast every Monday, you must like something that I'm saying, right? So I just think it'd be really cool for us to have some kind of group or like community where we could talk every week or every few weeks. I don't know how a book club works, but we will figure it out. So stay tuned for that. If you have any other ideas on how we can all come together, all of the Try Not to Care community, let me know. I'm down for anything. But yeah, you are not the only one out there who thinks the way that you do or likes the things that you do. If you are feeling that way, the only reason you feel that way is because you're not being open about it and you're not speaking freely about it. And the more that you're being open about who you are and what you expect out of your life, the more that you'll see that there are people waiting for you to speak up just like you're waiting for them to speak up. The best way to attract what you want is to be what you want. If you want more girlfriends, you got to put yourself out there and be on the lookout for girlfriends, just like they're waiting for someone else to come find them. If you want more people to be interested in the books that you read or the music you listen to, you need to post yourself listening to that music or reading that book and share these things that you love, so people are more aware that they are a thing and that people are reading them and listening to them. Like attracts like. I feel like I say this all the time, but it's so true. Like attracts like. The more you are something, the more that you will get it. But that is where I'm going to close out today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it inspired you. I hope it encourages you to just be yourself so openly and not give a damn about what people think. I feel like this was so on brand for Trying Not to Care, because I think it was Trying Not to Care's 3-year anniversary. I missed it this year like a dumbass. I don't know how I let that happen. I feel like a terrible boyfriend who forgot his girlfriend's birthday. But, you know, I started Trying Not to Care in January 2022, because I cared too much about what people thought about me. And now here we are 3 years later, and I'm talking about why you shouldn't care what people think about you. So full circle moment. I love that for us. And I love all of you. So if you're not already following me on social media, please do so we can connect and talk more about the book club, because I want that to happen. My Instagram is Ashley Corbo. My TikTok is Ashley C. Corbo, and my YouTube is Ashley Corbo 444. I'm going to be posting a lot of YouTube videos this year. I'm actually working on one right now. So stay tuned for that if you like long form content, and just I hope you hang around longer. I hope you like today's episode, and I hope you have the best week. Take care of yourselves. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next Monday. Goodbye. I love you.